About 7.7 million Venezuelans have fled their country to escape poverty and political turmoil. That is about one-fifth of Venezuela's population. This mass exodus has broken apart Venezuelan families and is now a potent issue in this month's presidential election. Reporter John Otis has more.
Venezuelans line up outside their embassy in Bogota, Colombia, where they're waiting to renew passports and notarize documents. Most came to neighboring Colombia to find jobs as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro clamped down on democratic rights and led the country into its worst economic crisis in history. They miss Venezuela and the family members they left behind.
Mi padre murió hace un año y medio. Fue doloroso, pues, porque él por allá y uno por acá.
Among them is Guzmeri Escobar, who laments that she was unable to be at her father's side in Venezuela when he died last year.
Todos queremos volver. Hay un cambio y todos de una vez regresan.
We all want to go back home, Escobar says. If things changed, we would return at once. It turns out that Venezuela could be in for a change later this month. President Maduro, who's held power for the past 11 years, faces an uphill battle to secure re-election in the July 28th balloting. Meanwhile, at her crowded campaign events, opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is pledging that by getting rid of Maduro, Venezuela will flourish. Migrants will come home, she says, and families will no longer have to celebrate holidays and birthdays via long-distance phone calls.
Una mamá sin sus hijos, los hermanos separados, los abuelos que no conocen a los nietos.
Mothers are without their children, brothers and sisters are separated, grandparents don't know their own grandchildren, Machado said.
No más separación de nuestra familia. No. Se cierra este ciclo de destrucción.
No more family separations, she said. We are going to end this era of destruction and division. The Maduro regime has banned Machado from running for president, so she's barnstorming on behalf of Edmundo González, her replacement on the ballot. Most polls show that González would crush Maduro in a free election. For his part, Maduro has long ignored his own role in creating the worst migration crisis ever in the Americas.
Además, voy a crear el viceministerio de atención integral.
But with Election Day approaching, he's pledging to open a special government office to help returning migrants secure jobs and schooling.
Llegó la hora de regresar a trabajar, a producir y a integrarse en su tierra amada.
It's time to come home, to work, to produce, to get back to your beloved homeland, Maduro said. However, Ligia Bolivar, who heads a rights group for Venezuelans living in Colombia, says Maduro has zero interest in migrants. Most would vote against him, she says, but his regime has made it nearly impossible for Venezuelans abroad to cast ballots.
If Maduro was so concerned about the situation of migrants, why don't we have full rights? Like, for example, the right to vote.
If Maduro refuses to allow a free election on July 28th or to respect the results if he loses, it could trigger another wave of migration. A poll released in May said 40% of Venezuelans would consider leaving if Maduro remains in office. Among them is a desperate young woman who spoke up at a recent opposition campaign event. She said, whether or not I stay put in Venezuela depends on what happens on July 28th. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.